Oh, okay, what do you say, guys? Let's get busy.
You've heard the expression, let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
Busy with what?
Busy, busy, busy.
Now get busy.
Oh, I'll get busy.
Well, I gotta get going. I'm busy with my radio show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I say that with no fear of contradiction. We've got some incredible guests for you this morning. Also, Mr. Big Willie, who, by the way, people are speculating he might have been the truck driver that was hanging over the edge there for about 5 hours in West Virginia. I suspect it was probably him, but we'll get confirmation later on this morning with him. We've got Serena Heckathorn, who I love. She is my health insurance agent, full disclosure. She's also a client with Dimitri 2020 LLC and an advertiser here. And she's got very important news for your parents and grandparents. Anyone connected or interested in some of the big changes with Medicare and the how much time you have left to take care of your insurance needs. A very big deal, important information. Local media is not telling you any of this stuff. It's insane. We've got Eric Gay is going to be joining us about all the wonderful stuff in St. Clairsville, the Christmas, the Nutcracker. We gave away a $200 prize package yesterday. Eric Gay is great. I really love this guy. And we also have yet another special guest, and he's here in studio, which means you can actually see him in addition to hear him on these great radio stations on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network radio stations, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. You can also see him on our Facebook live stream of the show. He is Dr. Norman Wood, and I got to tell you, I don't like this guy, and I'll tell you why I don't like him. Because he's an overachiever. This guy makes the rest of us look really, really, really bad. Let me tell you a little bit about him, and then I'm going to ask, I'll give him a heads up about this first question. Do you think it's a good idea to kill helpless drug dealers in the ocean? He's going to think about that. Now, the reason that I'm going to ask him this question is because, well, he's done so many different things. He's a medical doctor, by the way. It's not one of those, you know, Jill Biden doctors. This is like a real doctor. He can, like, perform surgeries on you. He's a former West Virginia State Trooper. He's in Marshall County. He's got a 100-acre farm, and he bales, like, thousands of bales of hay every year by himself because he's, like, unbelievable. Anyway, special agent, organized crime drug enforcement task force was, and he has written different novels. He has got involved, inventor of four awarded U.S. patents for safety harness designs, and on and on and on and on. And, oh, by the way, he's got a solution to the homeless problem, not only in West Virginia, but in the United States, which is essentially treat them as if they're mentally ill, put them in a state hospital for mentally ill people, keep them there for a year or two, and they should be fine. This is an amazing human being, and I'm not saying that because he's right here in the studio staring at me, and he's probably packing, and he could probably shoot me, but I actually do believe this. Dr. Norman Wood, welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Doing fine. How are you doing, Dimitri?
Doing great. All right, so you had been involved with the West Virginia State Troopers and also former Special Agent Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. Have you seen what our government is doing right now to these drug runners in, I guess, Venezuela or Colombia?
Yes.
Okay. Bombing the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them apparently have survived in the water. And there was a big controversy about this because I'm really torn about this. I can see both sides on this one, that some of them actually survived the bombing. How? I'll never know. So now you got these helpless drug dealers in the ocean, and they could drown, and we end up killing them. Is that a good idea or not?
Kill them all.
Even they if they're helpless?
They are killing 200 of our people every day in this country. Innocent young men and women. You know, young boys, young girls. These people have been doing this since 2000. We have lost almost 1.5 million people to drug overdose since just 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Kill them all.
What do you think about turkey shoots?
Well, there's There are rules of engagement. There's rules of engagement. If that vessel is still floating, they can still sink it. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody else gets hurt, they shouldn't have been on the boat.
Right. Right. Okay. Fair enough. What do you make of this latest war on drugs? Because again, you know, former Special Agent, Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. How far do we go? What do you think?
Well, we have to go all the way. We can't be cherry picking when we're trying to enforce these laws. We have to enforce our laws stringently. And that's the problem in this country that we've not done for a long time.
Give me an example of that.
Well, the homeless camps. We've allowed the drug use in the open markets. We've allowed the drug use on our streets, in front of the city building, all over the place. Some cities have not allowed this, and they're a little bit better off.
Which ones?
Parkersburg. I met with Parkersburg yesterday. I met with the mayor of Parkersburg, Tom Joyce. They have cleaned up like 12 different homeless camps. There's not any down there now. And the chief of police, Matthew Board, he enforces the law. And after the Supreme Court ruled last year, which overruled the Ninth Circuit, where we can enforce our vagrancy laws and arrest people for camping in public spaces, we have to clean this up. It doesn't do anybody any good.
Parkersburg has done this? This is the first I've heard of this.
Yes, Parkersburg has done this.
Why hasn't the media covered this?
I met with the mayor yesterday. Very nice man. Tom is a super guy.
Can we get him on the show here so we could learn what they did in Parkersburg so we could do the same thing in Weirton and Steubenville and certainly Wheeling?
Well, they're starting to do that now in Wheeling. I mean, they arrested people out of some of the areas yesterday.
Well,
at least they're starting.
Yeah.
At least that's a start.
But Parkersburg is way advanced from us.
Yes.
Okay, we need this guy on the air. Yes. We need this guy. Can you make this happen?
Well, I'll find out.
Wait a minute. You can do everything. I've got a six-page resume.
That'd be up to the mayor.
My friend.
That'd be up to Tom.
No. It'd be up to Dr. Norman Wood is what I would say. So I've thrown down the gauntlet. You got to get this guy on as a guest on my show and tell him, look, this is a friendly venue. I want my listeners to know that, we can actually do this. It's actually being done. And oh, by the way, it's actually being done just down the river in Parkersburg.
Yes.
This is amazing. This is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah, a couple hours down the road. Right down the river. Senator Mike Azenger was also there at the meeting, a super guy.
Who?
Mike Azenger.
Azenger.
Uh-huh. Okay. Azinger.
All right.
Is he a super guy?
Okay. Is he a MAGA guy or a Rhino Republican establishment guy?
He's a Republican, and he is very compassionate. He seems like he really sees the situation how it is, and he understands that we've not been doing anything right for the last 40 years, and it must change.
Well, absolutely. It's the same story. I was just talking with Johnny O this morning. It's the same damn story. In fact, you could even go far back to when I was first aware that there were some homeless advocates and all that. There was a guy, you probably know, you know everything. There was a guy in, I believe, Washington, D.C., Mitch Snyder, homeless advocate, and you know, made lots and lots of news about the homeless this and the homeless that, and I think he ended up committing suicide or something. But I think he was certainly the first one that I was aware of. Mitch Snyder, never forgot that name. So back to this, what exactly, when you say go all the way with drug enforcement, now there are the school of thought, most of my listeners I'm sure will agree with this, by the way. I have serious reservations, but let me ask you. There's a school of thought now that the Trump administration is going to be sending armed forces, including an aircraft carrier and all the other vessels that go with an aircraft carrier. I don't know the right term for it, but it's a big deal. And then we're shutting down Venezuelan airspace so nobody can fly in Venezuela. To me, that sounds like war.
Mm-hmm.
And when you say go all the way,
we are at war. We have been at war with these people. We have been allowed from our own complacency for many, many years. We have been allowing those people to bring the narcotics into this country. That's killing our people. 200 a day. During the Vietnam War, we only averaged 15 deaths a day in the Vietnam War.
Yep.
We're averaging now almost 200.
Yep. No question.
From the narcotics.
No one's questioning that. No one. I mean, no one. But, my concern as a libertarian, as, you know, somebody who cares about the Constitution and all that greatly, do we go to war with Venezuela over this?
Well, I would say that we clean up what we need to clean up.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, that means whatever you got to do.
If it means go to war with Venezuela?
If that means going to war with Venezuela, if they're obstructing us from cleaning up that drug trafficking, Absolutely. If they get in our way, hey, it's your problem.
Even on their soil.
Who cares? They're killing people on our soil.
99% of my listeners have fallen in love with you. I got to tell you that right
now. This upsets me because people that don't want to do that, you go out there and you talk to those moms who have lost their babies, right. Who have buried their babies, who their grief will be forever the rest of their life. And there's 200 a day in this country.
Where do you
in
draw
West
the
Virginia,
line?
We have 2 to 3 a day. Every day in West Virginia. There were 2 or 3 yesterday. There's going to be 2 or 3 today. There's going to be 2 or 3 tomorrow.
No question.
Talk to those ladies. Talk to those families that have lost their children.
Okay, Norman.
They will say, kill them all.
Where do you draw the line? If it's more than Venezuela?
You draw the line once the job is done.
Okay, so that's Venezuela.
Yes.
What about the fentanyl coming out of China? What do we do
there? Well, I mean, coming out of China, it looks like we may have a deal with them where they're going to cut down on the precursors. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they do.
Precursors?
For fentanyl, for the drugs that they're creating in
elaborate.
Mexico.
Okay.
Yes. So they get the precursors of the drugs, and they will ship those to Mexico.
Like the
and
ingredients.
The ingredients.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then the labs in Mexico were creating the pill form, and then they were shipping it and smuggling it into the United States.
What if they just create the drugs in China?
Well, that would be direct. If they were doing that in China, I mean, other than just selling the ingredients to Mexico, they would be more complicit in doing that against the United States.
Those commies are very smart.
Oh, yes, and same way with Russia. I mean, Russia has been doing this for years and years and years. When I was a special agent, I was involved with one investigation, and I did make the largest drug bust in the history of the United States in 1988 underneath the Golden Gate Bridge. I seized 56 tons of narcotics, and it was trying to be brought into the country by the Russian military and the KGB. They're going to use that money towards a coup of Mikhail Gorbachev in 1989.
Oh,
we shut that down, and the coup in 91 failed, and then I left the government early in 92.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As a result of what we did, the USSR dissolved. They disbanded the KGB. The Cold War ended.
Well, they reformed the KGB.
FBI.
These guys are...
Yeah, FSB.
They're still
FBI.
There. They're still
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they're still there, but they changed the name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they changed the name.
You're fascinating. You really are. I don't know what I don't know. And I look to you for advice in lots of different areas, the homeless especially. I mean, you've been golden with that. And again, and I mentioned this off air, anytime you want to come on to talk about anything connected with solving the homeless problem or drug addiction or anything else, just ask. You know, if we don't have something already booked, if there's no act of God involved, anything short of that, you're my guest. You're just like one of the best guests ever. Thank you, Carly Dittmar, for turning me on to this guy.
Carly is a sweetheart.
Oh, she is the best. I'm afraid to... Do you ever hug her?
Oh, yeah. I've given her hugs lots of times.
See, here's
Carly's a sweetheart.
Here's the problem with me. I don't hug her. I tell you why. Because I'm afraid of breaking all her brittle bones. I mean, you know, she could just...
she's petite.
Well, she's not a petite. She's just, all these bones that I keep breaking, arms, legs, pelvis, this, that, and the other. So I hesitate hugging her because I'm afraid that it would just cause 20 or 30 different bone breaks. So just be careful when you're doing that because, I mean, she's a doll. She is just
she's a sweetheart.
A citizen journalist. We call her the Fulton Flash because she's in Fulton and she's covering this homeless thing. I mean, she's putting the media, local media, to shame with this. Absolutely putting them to shame. Carly is just the best. Now, we got a short break coming up. I want to give you as much time as possible to tell our listeners what else we need to do about this war on drugs. Any other suggestions regarding this, if you have time to talk about the latest problems with the homeless and the homeless advocates and all that, that's entirely up to you. So organize your thoughts, because I know we have you for only one more segment. And I want to maximize your impact. And so whatever it is you want to tell my listeners about any of these issues and the latest information and this Parkersburg thing, I had no idea.
Yes.
I had no idea. So I'd love to have this guy on. I mean, it's got to be fantastic to have him on. All right. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also see the show right now with our very special guest, Dr. Norman Wood, a super overachiever who puts the rest of us to absolute shame. He really does. Anyway, so Facebook Live, the Dimitri profile page, also the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page as well.